us, and whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. So notice there the parameters that God has laid out in his word in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, that your prayers are not that you could just ask God, God, give me whatever I want. It has to align with his will. So these verses teach us how to pray. How to pray in our own troubles. Don't pray half-hearted, hopeless prayers. Pray expectantly on what God is and what he's done. And when you pray according to his will, you're praying for his will to be done, even if you don't like what his will is going to be. You're praying, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this situation. I don't know what is going to be involved here, but I want your will to be done. There's a lot of things we have to be careful about with our prayers, that we're praying according to his will, and that our hearts also are not filled with sin. Did you know that sin can hinder your prayers before God? The Bible says that very plainly and clearly. If I regard iniquity, if I hold on to sin in my heart, and I go to pray before the Lord, it says in the scripture, he will not hear from heaven. So what does that mean? Does that mean he can't hear what you're praying? No, it means he can hear, but he's not going to answer that prayer because you're not dealing with that unconfessed sin in your life. And he says, you've got to deal with that first to come before me with a pure heart, a clean heart, not a perfect heart, but a clean heart, confessing your sin before him, seeking his will to see your prayers answered. So think of those times in your life when you face health challenges or financial setbacks or when we've had a downturn in the economy or you lose your job. Instead of focusing on the problem, we need to pray something like this. Lord, protect me like you did Jacob. Send help, Lord, from your throne. Lord, fulfill your plan in my life. And when you do that, when you pray that way, you can know that God always answers in the perfect way. Sometimes the answer may be no, and that's the perfect answer that you needed. Sometimes it's yes. Sometimes it's wait. Wait, there's some more things that have to happen. So notice that's what he's saying here. He's saying you can know that God always answers in his perfect way when you're praying in that kind of way. But then notice verse 5. Verse 5 says, may we shout for joy over your salvation, King, and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions, all your prayers, all your desires again. Notice that the people's joy is tied to the king's victory. If the king wins, they all win. Do you know what this psalm is showing us? It's a picture of the church today. We're in this together, praying for one another, knowing that when God blesses one, it lifts us all. In other words, if Jesus wins and you're a believer, we all win. But if you're not a believer, if you've never trusted by faith in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're not going to be a winner. That's why he wants you to come to him. And so that's our first principle, is that we need to pray expectantly for God's help within those parameters that the scripture lays out for us. The second principle that we see in this psalm comes in verse 6, 7, and 8. And that's that we ought to trust confidently in God's power. Notice in verse 6 that the voice of this psalm changes. Now in this psalm, it's the king who's singing. It's the king who's praying. He says, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. What a confidence that the king has in his prayer here. In other words, David here in this prayer, in this psalm, he's not guessing in his prayer. He's not wishing in his prayer. He's not a wishful thinking or a wishful hoping. He knows God will save him. Do you know that this morning? Do you know that God will save you? God will rescue you? For some, the rescuing and the saving is in heaven with Him forever, for eternity and eternity. This life is not all that there is. For others, He may deliver you from the situation you're going through. For others, His deliverance and His salvation may be that He walks with you through the fire, through the day of trouble, to use your life as a witness to people around you. Notice David's not guessing here. He knows God will save him. Why is he able to have that kind of confidence? One, because he's God's anointed. What does that simply mean? He's God's chosen. He's called. He's equipped for the task. Did you know that if you're a believer here this morning, you are chosen by God? Did you know that He has called you and He has equipped you by the power of the Holy Spirit for the task that He has for your life? Notice for David, this is not an arrogance that he's praying here. It is a faith that is rooted in the promises of God. That's why it's so vitally important for you to be in God's Word, studying God's Word, learning God's Word, memorizing God's Word, so you know the promises of God's Word, so that when the days of trouble come, you can be confident based on the promises of God in your faith with Him. Understand this, as a king here, in this passage, that leadership rises or falls with confidence. What if David had said in this prayer, I hope you'll do this, God. I just don't know what you're going to do, but I'm just worried about this. That wouldn't have instilled confidence in the people, much less in his prayer before God. His prayer would have been wishy-washy in his faith. He's God's anointed. David's confidence came from God's anointing, from God's covenant promises. And so when he says, now I know, that is a prayer of faith and assurance. The only way you can know is to be in the presence of God, in the Word of God, living by the hand of God. That's what he's saying here. What he's saying is that God's right hand has delivered me in the past, and He will deliver me again. If you're a believer here this morning, know this, there are many times you could go back and write them all down. I ran into a lady earlier this week. She was writing some stuff down. I asked her what she was doing. She said she was writing down blessings to share with her son, who called occasionally to remind him of God's blessings. That's a great exercise for us to do, to write down the blessings you've experienced. Because understand this, there are going to be those difficult days. There are going to be those days of trouble that you're going to need to be reminded. God was faithful here, and He was faithful there, and He was faithful here, and He's going to be faithful right now, and He's going to be faithful all the way to heaven. He's saying, God's hands delivered me in the past.